In 2 days? Adam just nodded. It was time he went and paid Dare a visit. Adam pulled up in front of the gray brick house that he knew Dare was staying in while he was here in Autumn's Ridge. It wasn't the same place he'd owned when he used to live here. That had been sold off after the divorce. Apparently, according to Ashley, this was a new place Dare had bought some years later. Dare had business holdings in town, but Adam hadn't thought Dare made enough trips to town to warrant having a house here. But then Adam didn't really know much about Dare's comings and goings. All he knew was that Dare had never made a move to contact him, and that hurt. He got out of the car and walked up the stone path, breathing in the sweet scent of lilacs. Ash loved lilacs. Every time she came here, that fragrance was bound to delight her. Once at the entrance, he drew in a deep breath, then rang the doorbell. His stomach tightened as he waited for Dare to open the door. How would Dare react to seeing Adam on the other side of the door? What would he say? He saw a shadow through the beveled and frosted glass design on the door. He braced himself as the door opened. Helen stared at him, her eyes wide. Then she frowned. What are you doing here? Her acerbic tone grated. I'm here to see Dare. Well, he's not in. Then she slammed the door in his face. He stood staring at the door as her shadowy shape disappeared inside the house. What the hell was that all about? Dare asked as Helen marched past. When he'd heard the male voice at the door, asking to see him, he'd put down his newspaper and walked toward the foyer, only to see Helen slam the door. It was no one. Well, that was a lie. Helen, I don't need you filtering who I see. Whatever, she called, as she stormed down the hall to her room. He opened the front door. Standing on the other side was Adam. His gut clenched. God, he didn't think it would be this hard seeing him again. Hello, Dare. Adam? Helen doesn't seem very happy to see me. Dare gripped the doorknob tighter. She'll get over it. I'm here to talk about Ashley. Dare nodded. I'm not surprised. So, you do know I'm the other man she's seeing? Not the whole time. Just since the other day, when she told me she'd been seeing her boss. Adam frowned, and Dare could just hear the cogs in his brain turning. Dare hadn't contacted Adam in all these years since... Painful memories tore through him, and he gritted his teeth as he pushed them aside. But he'd kept tabs on Adam. He'd wanted to know that he was all right, that his life was going well, that he was happy. But this mess with Ashley sure put a crimp in that. May I come in? Adam asked, still standing in the cool evening air, waiting. Dare glanced over his shoulder, thinking of Helen brooding in her room, just waiting to be a pain in the ass if he and Adam came inside to talk. He gazed at Adam, really looking at him for the first time since he'd opened the door. God, he looked good. He could see the hint of sculpted muscle through the t-shirt he wore, and his arms were well-defined. His chestnut-brown hair was swept back from his handsome face, and his dark brown eyes were still as deep and haunting as Dare remembered, and just as full of pain. I think it's better if we go out somewhere, and for more reasons than Helen's probability of being a nuisance. Being alone with Adam would be too painful and too tempting. How about a drink at Wannabe's? He grabbed his keys from the bowl by the door, then stepped outside. We can take my car if you like. I'll meet you there. Whether Adam didn't want to be in the close quarters of a small car with Dare, or he just didn't want to come all the way back here afterward to pick up his car, Dare didn't know, but it was probably just as well. Being that close to Adam would definitely be a strain on him. 10 minutes later, Dare parked his car behind Adam's gray sedan in front of the upscale bar and got out. Adam waited for him at the door, then they went inside. A quiet booth, Dare told the hostess. Of course, sir. She led them to a booth on a quiet side of the place. Adam slid into the booth across from Dare. No wonder Ash was so taken by him. His dark, almost black hair was cropped short on the sides, but long enough on top to showcase the thick waves. His square jaw was shadowed with coarse whiskers, and his smoldering, deep blue eyes were even sexier than he remembered. Maybe the extra years had added an even stronger sense of authority behind them. You still like gin and tonic? Dare asked. Adam shook his head. Heineken, he told the waitress. Same, Dare said. So, are you going to ask why I left 5 years ago, and why I never looked you up since then? Dare asked. The waitress approached the table with a round tray holding 2 green beer bottles and 2 tall glasses. She placed them on the table, then poured each beer into a glass. Once she'd gone, Dare leaned toward Adam. I never meant to hurt you.